Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. Eurovision, we love you, but we've only got 4 hours to finish the contest. Coming up, our first live to tape is confirmed, our first name for Junior Eurovision, and our first smartphone game of the year. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome once more to ESE Insight's news podcast. 7 days in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest, getting a week closer to all the fun and games in Rotterdam 2021 and this year's extravaganza. You can stay up to date with all of our work at ESEinsight.com and the various socials, Facebook, Twitter and the likes. You can support us at patreon.com/ESEinsight as well. Yep. The date's coming up, 18th and 20th for the two semi-finals. As always, the grand final still there on Saturday, the 22nd of May. Fair amount to get through in terms of the contest, the acts, and some musical cues as well. Every week we've been able to bring you news about what's happening in the semi-finals and grand final, various acts, intervals and opening acts. Not this week. This week it is news about the grand final itself. The production team are looking to bring the show in under the 3 hours 45 minutes mark. For reference, 3 of the last 5 shows have went over the 4-hour mark and only one has snuck under 3 hour 45. That would be Kiev 27, which managed 3 hours 43 minutes and 56. 6 seconds. So 64 seconds underneath, that's the target for this year's show. As noted last week, the stage is being built in the Rotterdam Ahoy Theatre right now. It's a 2-week project. They're halfway through. The major elements are now in place, including the massive LED wall at the back, a fly-in screen that drops from the roof, the actual stage itself, and a green room is taking shape in that space where originally, there was going to be a huge, massive standing crowd. Then there was going to be a socially distant crowd. Now, that's where all the delegations are spread out onto the floor. It's due to be finished on April the 28th, which is good because the stand-in rehearsals, the first run-through of the sort of blocking the camera moves and everything on the stage starts on April the 29th. A week after that, the delegations arrive for their first run-throughs. Then the week after that, it's the rehearsals and the live broadcast as well. In the meantime, the King of Netherlands, King Willem Alexander, has visited the arena to see the progress as well, and there are pictures up on the official website Eurovision.tv. We've got more confirmed daily content from .TV as well. Host Nikki De Jager, better known as Nikki Tutorials on YouTube, who is one of the four hosts, will be on YouTube each day with Luke Labs as she talks to all the acts and, to quote, discuss the glitter, the glamour and the gossip of the 65th Eurovision Song Contest. What there is to discuss, though, is the impact of COVID. Obviously, there's the cancellation from last year and the impact this year. Well, we've already had socially distant green room going on, but there is a bigger casualty here. The Australian delegation has confirmed it will not be leaving Australia to fly to the Netherlands to appear on stage. Instead of withdrawing from the contest, Montaigne's song Technicolor will have its broadcast done with the live-to-tape backup. You can remember that all the delegations have filmed a performance that can be used on any of the live broadcasts if, for whatever reason, they're not able to take to the stage. This has been an option that's been in the planning for many, many months. And at the moment, it's only Australia that is taking up the option. The other 38 delegations will be in the Ahoy Theatre, but circumstances may change at short notice, either at a national level, a local level, or even down to the single delegation level. This is what planning for as many occurrences as possible is there, and the flexibility of these live-to-tape backup performances can offer. If nothing else, it means that Montaigne is likely to be the first Eurovision performer to use a backup tape in the live show and the first Eurovision performer to not sing on the Eurovision stage as she enters the Eurovision Song Contest. So, one for the future podcast pub trivia quizzes going on there. Another impact from the ongoing COVID-19 numbers in the Netherlands and Rotterdam is the cancellation of the physical Eurovillage. This is normally a space in the whole city for gathering fans, residents, stars and more, performance stages, big screens and the occasional open-air bar as well. Eurovillage this year will be moving to a virtual village online, and there's a hope of over 1 million people visiting that digital space. base. The impact of COVID-19 numbers in the Netherlands could also have an impact on the audience attendance at Eurovision. It's already been trimmed down to 3,500. They're allowed in as part of the field lab trials that are going on with the permission of the Dutch government. Field lab events, though, can't go ahead if the number of ICU patients in the country is above 900. As of recording this podcast, the number of ICU patients is 839. A final decision on an in-theatre audience is expected to be made next week, but it would not surprise me if they push that just a little bit further back to keep as much flexibility as possible. There's also the matter of Junior Eurovision, which will be happening in late November somewhere in France. We have our first performer name. Portugal confirmed its return to Junior Eurovision following its absence last year, and winning the Voice Kids Portugal and the ticket to wherever the French broadcaster is going to take is 14-year-old Simão Oliveira, first name for the show. We have 8 countries confirmed there. Obviously, our hosts France, Georgia, Germany, Ireland, who are also returning after skipping last year, the Netherlands, Poland, the aforementioned Portugal, Russia and Spain. We're expecting more as the months go through. The show, as we said, due to take place in late November somewhere in France. Personally, I think we're still going to be really, really close to the Eiffel Tower, if not inside the Eiffel Tower in one of the ballrooms there. Or is that Blackpool? Anyway, I'm expecting to see that classic French landmark at some point in the production. Okay, quick spin round the country to see what they've all been up to as well. There's a whole bundle of alternative versions of the songs coming out now. You remember last week we went through some of the acoustic releases that are showing up on the official channel. It's the official channel, so everybody is going to get one alternate spot, I assume, to keep everybody getting the same amount of content and a completely level playing field in that respect. So, in terms of different versions, we have the English version of the Spanish song. Voy a quedarme is now known as I'll Stay, Blas Cantos song that's up there. Senet and Rafa, San Marino and Poland respectively, have done a duet of Waterloo on Polish television at the same point where we saw Rafael sing the ride live for the first time. Germany's Jendrik has done an acoustic versus burlesque version of I Don't Feel Hate. Many Christo of the Czech Republic has a full band version of Oh My God. Matatina, Hurricane, Victoria and Angela have all picked up straightforward acoustic versions of their song, and there's a symphonic version of Destiny's song for Malta, Je Me Casse, up there as well. Okay, so there are Eurovision review shows going on from some of the broadcasters. Finland's one starts next week, but Norway and Iceland both saw round one happen last week. Up in Norway, the first round was won by Malta, Destiny and Je Me Casse once more. And in Iceland, round one was won by Manisha with a Russian woman for Russia. We'll keep an eye on the winners of those one and what's happening in Finland as we go through as well. Other polls that are out there, two of the big Eurovision fan clubs run their own poll, OGAE and INFI are running them. We'll keep an eye on that as well and bring you the headline results as they come through. Two notes from the countries here to go as well. First one is Iceland. The prequel to the Kaiju attack in Iceland's 10 years music video has been released, and it's a game for your smartphone. Think About Aliens bridges the gap between Think About Things, last year's song, and 10 years, this year's song. You're going to play as Daffy and the band, and you'll slowly uncover the story of how they went from playing in a bedroom right up to becoming monster-fighting superheroes. It's available for Android and iOS right now. And over in Sweden, we thought we had names for Junior Eurovision 2021 in November was doing well. We're already getting the process to choose the artist that will be in the mix for Eurovision 2022. Sveriges Radio have their early rounds of P4 Nasta, a new talent contest that's been running for many a year now, and submissions are open on that. They've received 1,325 submissions to compete in that. The regional radio heats are underway, and eventually they will will work through to nationals and then a grand final as well, which will happen in late August. One of the performers in the grand final there will be given a ticket to Melodi Festivalen. If they get to that and win Melodi Festivalen, then they will go to Eurovision 2022, no matter where it is. It is a long shot, it's a long path, but there again, what at Eurovision and what at life isn't a long path full of excitement along the way. Okay, what have we got on the socials for you to keep an eye out for? Well, Jukebox Jury continues on ESC Insight. New episodes going up in the podcast feed every Monday tea time, UK time. And you can get the extended edition at the podcast radio Saturday, 8 p.m. the following sort of 5 days later. And there'll be extra music, a little bit more chat, all much fun going on in there. Thepodcastradio.co.uk, or find it on your digital radio in the UK. Back at the main website, ESCInsight.com, Finn Ross Russell has an essay on diversity, the narratives behind that, and the BAME artists who are appearing at this year's contest. So head along there to read that. As always, you can support the website, patreon.com/ESCInsight as well. Looking beyond us, big congratulations to the team at Eurovoix this week for their Concert in the Dark, one of the big online events of this season. It's all live music from 15 of this year's performers in their internet broadcast, as well as special guests from the rest of the Eurovision world, including Moncel Merlot, Kaino, Damiem, and Carola. Oh, Dashmore News, Carola is going to be reading out the scores for Sweden at this year's contest. All the performances can be watched again at youtube.com/Eurovoix official. That's Eurovoix, EuroVoix. Let's not forget afterwards, Zoe London's DJ set at the end, an hour of Eurovision that really stood up, got a huge amount of buzz going on online. And when we get a Euroclub open again, let's start the campaign to get Zoe in there on the decks. As always, you can listen to the podcast radio, the extended Jukebox Juries, 8 p.m. every Saturday, and the news broadcast at 3 p.m. every Saturday as well. Europe's Heartbeat has all the song previews that I'm hosting for radio, europesheartbeat.com. In terms of parties, this Saturday, April the 24th, 31 of the 2021 cohort are going to be performing at the Eurovision Spain pre-party. It's an online event. It's a free show. Donations are accepted as well. These things don't run themselves. As well as the 2021 singers, there are going to be 9 guests, including Navi Band and Siroshu for Belarus 2017 and Armenia 2017's entry, respectively. Saleya, who is Spain's junior Eurovision singer last year, and some surprise guests as well. You can catch up and watch the show there, Eurovision-Spain.com. Next weekend, Saturday, May the 1st, the Adriatic Pre-Party, organised by the Croatian Eurovision Club, is going to be taking place as well. Again, you'll be able to watch that online. The artist announcement is happening this week, so we should be able to bring you the highlights and the running order for the show in next week's news pod. And yeah, that's it until next week's news pod. At the very least, if you want to stay on top of things, we'll have another episode of Jukebox Jury up on Monday. 5 more songs, a hit miss maybe from the judges as we discuss the songs. We're not reading them, we're not giving them a definitive answer, we're just listening to the wonderful great music and the wonderful great music of the world of Eurovision as the final grows ever closer. Thanks very much for listening. I'm Ewan Spence. For myself and all the team at ESC Insight, stay safe, be kind out there. We'll say ta-ra for now as we call the guitars. ESC Insight News Podcast this week was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by Ewan Spence and the team at ESC Insight. www.escinsight.com, patreon.com/ESC Insights.